How did someone get a hold of your credit card number?
I have no idea, but look how much they spent.
Monica, would you calm down? The credit card people said you only have to pay for the stuff that you bought.
Still, it's just such reckless spending.
I think when somebody steals your credit card, they've kind of already thrown caution to the wind.
Wow, what a geek.
They spent $69.95 on a Wonder Mop.
That's me.
Oh, the yuck. Fox, he's doing it again. Oh,
Marcel, stop humping the lamp. Stop humping. Now, Marcel, come back. Come here, Marcel.
Oh, no, not in my room. I'll get him.
Ross, you've got to do something about the humping.
What? It's just a phase.
Well, that's what we said about Joey.
Hey, would you all relax? It's not that big a deal.
Marcel, stop it! Marcel! Bad monkey!
What?
Let's just say my Curious George doll is no longer curious.
Going over that thing. This woman's living my life.
What?
She's living my life, and she's doing it better than me.
Look at this. Look.
She buys tickets to plays that I want to see. She buys clothes at stores that I'm intimidated by the salespeople. She spent $300 on art supplies.
You're not an artist.
Yeah, well, I might be if I had the supplies. I mean, I could do all this stuff, only I don't.
Monica, come on. You do cool things.
Oh, really? Okay, let's compare, shall we?
Oh, it's so late for shall we.
Do I go horseback riding in the park? Do I take classes at the new school?
No.
No. So unfair. She's got everything I want, and she doesn't have my mother.
How about Joey Peponi?
Oh, still too ethnic. My agent thinks I should have a name that's more neutral.
Joey Switzerland?
Plus, you know, I think it should be Joe. You know, Joey makes me sound like,
this big.
Which I'm not.
Joe. Stalin?
Stalin. Stalin. Do I know that name? That sounds familiar.
Well, it does not ring a bell with me.
Huh. Joe Stalin. You know, that's pretty good.
You might want to try Joseph.
Joseph Stalin. I think you'd remember that.
Oh, yes. Bye Bye Birdie, starring Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin is the fiddler on the roof.
Hey.
Hi. Yes, this is Monica Geller. I believe I'm taking some classes with you, and I was wondering what they were.
What are you doing?
All right, great. Great. Thanks a lot. I'm going to tap class.
What, so that you can dance with the woman that stole your credit card?
This woman's got my life. I should get to see who she is.
Go to the post office. I'm sure her picture's up.
Okay, Monica, you know what, honey? You're kind of losing it here. I mean, this is really becoming like a weird obsession thing.
This is madness.
It's madness, I tell you. For the love of God, Monica, now do it!
Thank you.
help you.
Oh, no, thanks. We're just here to observe.
You don't observe a dance class. You dance a dance class. Spare shoes are over there.
What does she mean?
I think she means you dance a dance class. Come on.
Really? Hey, you see anybody you think could be me?
People! Last time there were some empty yogurt containers lying around after class. Let's not have that happen again.
She could be you.
Let's get started. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, I'm not getting this. I'm totally getting it. Do you ever just feel like sometimes you're so unbelievably uncoordinated?
Good, you just click when they click.
All right, people, now everyone grab a partner.
Oh, all right. And my dead mother said, you are it. I'm with Rachel.
Great. It's gym class all over again.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. You can come up to the front and dance with me.
Why don't I just take off my clothes and have a nightmare?
It's okay. I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm late. Okay, here I am.
So, who's the new tense girl?
She's your partner.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Monica.
Oh, Monica. Hi, I'm Nana.
Manana.
It's Dutch.
You're kidding. I spent 3 years in Amsterdam.
Mag ik deze dans van u?
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh. And we're dancing. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hi.
Hey. Where have you been?
I just got back from the vet.
She's not going to make you wear one of those big plastic cones, is she?
She says Marcel's humping thing's not a phase. Apparently, he's reached sexual maturity.
Hey, he beat you.
She says as time goes on, he's going to start getting aggressive and violent.
So what does this mean?
I'm going to have to give him up.
I can't believe it, Ross. This sucks. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you just got him. How could he be an adult already?
I know. I mean, one day he's this little thing, and then before you know it, he's this little thing and I can't get off my leg.
Isn't there any way you can keep him?
No. The vet said that unless he's in a place where he has regular access to some monkey loving, he's just gonna get vicious. You know, I've just gotta get him into a zoo.
How do you get a monkey into a zoo?
I know that one. No, that's Pope's into a Volkswagen.
Well, we're applying to a lot of them. And naturally, our first choice would be one of the bigger state zoos. You know, like San Diego, right? But that may just be a pipe dream because, you know, he's out of state. My vet knows someone at Miami, so that's a possibility.
Yeah, but that's like 2 blocks away from the beach. I mean, it's a total party zoo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. We found her. We found the girl.
What? Did you call the cops?
Nope. We took her to lunch.
Ah, your own brand of vigilante justice.
Are you insane? This woman stole from you. She stole. She's a stealer.
You know what?
after you're with this woman for like 10 minutes, you forget all that. I mean, she is this astounding person with this amazing spirit.
Yeah, which she probably stole from some cheerleader.
Take off their hats.
Pope's in a Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
I love that joke.
Manana was very brave.
It was so wild. We told him that we were the Gunnarsons in room 615, only to find out that the Boston Celtics had taken over the entire sixth floor.
So when they caught on to the fact that we're, you know, short and have breath,
they threw us out. I was thrown out of a hotel. Me. Go, Manana.
Well, you ladies are not the only ones living the dream.
I get to go pour coffee for people I don't know.
Don't wait up.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow we're auditioning for a Broadway show.
Excuse me?
There's an open call for cats. I'm thinking we go down there, sing Memories, and make complete fools of ourselves. What do you say?
No. Remember who you're dealing with here.
I mean, I'm not like you. I can't even stand in front of a tap class.
Well, that's just probably because of your Amish background.
What?
Well, you're Pennsylvania Dutch, right?
Right. Till I bought a blow dryer, then I was shunt.
I used to be just like you. And then one day, I saw a movie that changed my life. Did you ever see Dead Poets Society?
Uh-huh.
I thought that movie was so incredibly boring. I mean, that thing at the end where the kid kills himself because he can't be in the play? What was that? It's like, kid, wait a year, leave home, do some community theater. I walked out of there and I thought, now that's 2 hours of my life that I'm never getting back. And that thought scared me more than all the other crap I was afraid to do.
Wow. Then I would definitely not recommend Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, God. We didn't get into Scranton. That was like our safety zoo. They take like dogs and cows. See, I don't know who this is harder on, me or him.
I'd say that chair is taking the brunt of it.
Marcel, no. Good boy. See, how could nobody want him?
Oh, somebody will.
You know, there already is a Joseph Stalin.
You're kidding.
Apparently, he was this Russian dictator who slaughtered all these people. You'd think you would have known that.
You know, you'd think I would have.
Phoebe, what do you think a good stage name for me would be?
Flame Boy.
Where exactly is your zoo?
Well, it's technically not a zoo per se. It's more of an interactive wildlife experience. Let me ask you some questions about, is it Marcel?
Yes.
Does he fight with other animals?
No, he's very docile.
Even if he were cornered?
Well, I don't know. Why?
How is he at handling small objects?
He can hold a banana, if that's what you mean.
What about a hammer or a small blade?
Why would he need a blade?
If he's up against a jungle cat or an animal with horns, you've got to give the little guy something. Otherwise, it's just cruel.
He got
out of San Diego.
What? Yeah, we come back from our walk and the phone was ringing.
He's in.
Oh, did you hear that, Marcel? Oh, San Diego, San Diego. Diego!
You're making a big mistake here. I mean, San Diego's all very well and good, but if you give him to me, I'll start him off against a blind rabbit and give you 20% of the gates.
Just crash an embassy party.
Are you drunk?
No. Why? I'm so drunk.
Oh, great, Monica. You know what? You could have called. I've been up here. I've been worrying. Monica. Monica.
What are rules?
Yes, yes, it does. Okay, look, the restaurant called again today. They want to know if you're going to be showing up for work.
Nope. Going to the Big Apple Circus today.
Okay, Monica, what are you doing? You're going to lose your job. This is not you.
No, it is me. You know, I'm not just the person who needs to fluff the pillows and pay the bills as soon as they come in. Yeah, when I'm with her, I am so much more than that. I'm a nana.
Hello. Yes, she is. Hold on a second, please.
Monana,
it's for you. The credit card, people.
Hello.
Yes? Oh, my God. Thanks. What?
They've arrested Monica. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. Fortunately, lose my color.
How did you know I was here?
Because I'm Monica Geller. It was my credit card you were using.
That I was not expecting.
I want you to know it wasn't me who turned you in.
Oh. Thanks.
No, thank you. That you have given me so much. If it wasn't for you, I would never have gotten to sing Memories on the stage at the Winter Garden Theater.
Well, actually, you only got to sing Memo.
I can't believe you're in here. And what am I going to do without you? Who's going to crash the embassy parties with me? Who's going to take me to the Big Apple Circus?
Monica, I started my day by peeing in front of 25 other women, and you're worried about who's going to take you to the Big Apple Circus?
Well, not worried, you know, just wondering.
There's nothing to wonder about, Monica. You're going to go back to being exactly who you were because that's who you are.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the Amish thing.
I'm not actually Amish.
Really? Then why do you like that?
Bye, little monkey guy. I wrote you this poem.
Oh.
Okay, but don't eat it till you get on the plane.
Thank you, Aunt Phoebe.
Oh.
Okay, bye, champ. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of babes in San Diego, but remember, there's also a lot to learn.
I don't know what to say, Ross. It's a monkey.
Just say what you feel, shall we?
Marcel, I'm hungry.
That was good.
Marcel, this is for you.
Oh.
It's, just, you know, something to, do on the plane.
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to take a moment, just me and him.
Oh, sure. Of course. Absolutely.
Oh.
Oh.
Marcel, come here. Well, buddy, this is it. It's just a couple of things I wanted to say. I'm really going to miss you. You know, I'm never going to forget about you. You've been more than just a pet to me. You've been, it's more like a bit of a Marcel, would you leave my leg alone? Would you just stop pumping me for 2 seconds? Would you just take him away? Just take him.
And I don't know how, but you're a big boy now. And I don't know how, but you're a big boy now.
That I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch thy cheek.
That's fine. Thank you.
Next.
Hi, I'll be reading for the role of Mercutio.
Name?
Holden McGroin.
Oh,